15 years he had operated a profitable, if minor, Outer Rim enterprise. But during the Clone Wars, he had also functioned as a subcontractor for Republic Intelligence, responsible for the covert transport of arms and other materials to resistance groups operating on Separatist-occupied worlds, one of which happened to figure prominently in Tarkin's past as well. The Midrim Moon, Antar 4. Tarkin sat taller on the stool. The discovery of Notz's secret past stirred a memory of the excitement he had felt on the plateau when encountering a sudden, unexpected turn along a game trail. Had his quarry gotten wind of him? Had a different threat presented itself? Was his prey keen on reversing the situation by circling behind to stalk him in his own tracks? Antar IV had been a member of the Republic almost from its inception, but the secessionist movement that preceded the Clone Wars had created a schism among the moon's indigenous humanoid Gotals and given rise to terrorist groups aligned with the Separatists. Shored up by the Republic, Gotal loyalists had managed to retain power until shortly after the Battle of Geonosis, when the moon had fallen to Separatist forces and, for a brief period, become a headquarters for Count Dooku. Tens of millions of Gotal refugees had fled to their colony world, Atzeri, replaced on Antar 4 by an influx of Korovar, Gossams, and other species whose homeworlds had joined the CIS. As a result, the moon became a political imbroglio and had spawned one of the first resistance groups, made up of loyalist Korovar and Gotals, whom the Republic supported with tactical advisors and secret shipments of arms and materiel. Though the resistance was successful in carrying out hundreds of acts of sabotage, the moon remained in the grip of the Separatists for the length of the war. Tarkin recalled the Korovar captain's words to Vader. Not all of us were Separatists. With the deaths of Dooku and the Separatist leadership, and the deactivation of the droid army, Antar 4, like many CIS worlds, had soon found itself in the Empire's crosshairs. More to the point, in the crosshairs of Moff Tarkin, who had been given Imperial orders to make an example of the moon. No attempt was to be made at repatriation, nor was Tarkin to waste time sorting the Separatists from those resistance fighters and intelligence operatives waiting to be exfiltrated to safety. Compnor did its best to cover up the fact that many Korovar and Gotal loyalists had been swept up in the arrests, executions, and massacres, but the media eventually got hold of the story, and for a while, the Antar atrocity had become a celebrated cause in the Corps. This despite the swift disappearances of many beings who had attached themselves to reporting on the story. Instead, the disappearances so fueled the public's hunger for details that the Emperor decided to remove Tarkin from the controversy by assigning him to pacification operations in the Western Reaches, and had ultimately installed him as commander of the bases servicing the Deep Space Mobile Battle Station project, replacing Vice Admiral Rancid, who was reassigned to Naval Intelligence. In thinking back to that period, some 4 years earlier, Tarkin recalled the case of two Coruscanti journalists who had risen briefly to the forefront among a host of anti-imperial irritants. A quick search of the Holonet archives conjured their holograms, which Tarkin placed above the table alongside that of Notz. In the Coruscant database, Tarkin located intelligence reports detailing their activities. An attractive, dark-skinned human woman with blue-gray eyes, Anora Fair, had been the most vocal and volatile of the Corps media correspondents who had fixated on the events at Antar. An ambitious journalist, Fair had already attracted attention for her probing interviews with Imperial officials and her editorials critical of Imperial policy, as well as of the Emperor himself. Her unrelenting reports on the Antar atrocity had been brought to life with holographic recreations of arrests and executions, produced and directed by a rubicund Zygerian female named Hask Taff, whom many a pro-imperial pundit had deemed a master of holonet manipulation. It was clear to Compnor that the two of them knew more than they could possibly have known without the help of an intelligence community insider. And suspicions at the time had focused on a disaffected former Republic Station chief named Birch Teller. A Holonet archive search for Teller came up empty, but an access-restricted database search returned a decade-old image of a rangy, dark-haired human with thick eyebrows and a cleft chin. Extracting the hologram, Tarkin placed it alongside those of Honora Fair and Hask Taff, then changed his mind and moved Teller's hologram to the center with Knotts, the broker, to one side, and the two media professionals on the other. Tarkin contemplated the arrangement and was pleased. With each new set of prints, the trail was beginning to surrender its secrets. Captain Teller's intelligence network resume indicated a long and distinguished career. Early in the Clone Wars, Teller had been involved in covert operations on a host of separatist worlds. That, however, paled in comparison with the fact that Teller had been one of the intelligence officers who had debriefed Tarkin following his rescue and escape from the Citadel with the plans to a secret hyperspace route into separatist space. He and Teller had history. And there was more. Assigned to Antar IV in the war's final year, Captain Teller had helped train and organize Gotal and Kurivar partisans into well-armed resistance groups, which had carried out raids, destroyed armories and spaceports, and generally made a nuisance of themselves for the governing separatists. Sensing what was in store for Antar IV after the war's abrupt conclusion, Teller had appealed to his superiors in the intelligence agencies to arrange for the extraction of his principal assets before Tarkin could